Welcome to the Vibes Podcast, your one-stop shop for all the latest tech news.
Hello and welcome to a long-awaited episode of Vibes. Now, I know it's been a while, but I've deliberately kept it for a while because a lot has been happening in the tech world. A lot of announcements, a lot of new things, things that we've been waiting for. So let's not delay this any further. So the first thing that I wanted to originally talk about was the Apple event that happened a few weeks ago. A lot of people were hoping to see the new iPhone 12. I kind of knew that wasn't happening. I kind of knew in the back of my head they probably were going to split it. There were murmurs about a new Apple Watch, and that is exactly what we got. So what was the general takeaway from the Apple event? Well, between me and you, and this is all my personal opinion here, is that I think the Apple event itself was very, very underwhelming. It didn't really produce that buzz or that excitement that you generally would get from an Apple event. They announced the Apple Watch 6, which can now read blood oxygen levels and also see your stress levels as well. Now, for me, I think this was really, really long coming and long awaited for. I've actually jumped from an Apple Watch to a Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 myself, and I've been able to use the blood oxygen functionality for a good couple of weeks, a good month or two. And I've also been able to manage and look at my stress levels via through the watch. And for Apple to do that for their Watch 3, for the Watch Series 6, I should say, it just felt as though it was nothing new. And I think that's a common theme that we're kind of getting from Apple, is that there isn't really anything new coming from them, which it's kind of showing now. I think for the past few events, we're not seeing anything major. We're not seeing anything that is truly out there, truly special. I mean, when it came to the cameras, Apple kind of copied what Google did with their night light or their night sight pictures, where you can take pictures in low light. This, again, to me, very much felt like Apple were playing catch up, which is a bit of a shame. I was a big fan of the Apple Watch. I still am a big fan of the Apple Watch, but I just feel as though they could have not bothered with it at all. I think they could have done the updates to the existing watch and had that move forwards. Now, they're saying that they've got different sensors this time round. And again, when you look at the Samsung watches, I mean, I believe the Samsung Watch 2 can do what the Apple Watch 6 can do. So a very, very disappointing event overall for me. And then this event then led on to say, hey, you know, you can get an Apple Watch for all of the youngsters out there. You can have one iPhone device that can pair different watches. So you can give a watch to your child, for example. And this very much does feel like a step away from a discussion that I had earlier on in my podcasts about digital well-being. It seems like that the whole digital well-being thing is kind of being put on the back burner and forgotten about. And I think Apple are looking to get more digital devices in people's wrists. And it seems like, you know, you can get that they announced another watch, which was the Apple Watch SE, which is a cheaper Apple Watch and, you know, cheap enough that you can give to a young'un. And, you know, I think digital well-being is still a very, very important thing. I think, you know, having the balance between having a digital life and a non-digital life is very, very important. And I think this kind of skews it a bit. You know, how do you all out there feel if your child has an Apple Watch? I could see some benefits, like you can track where your child is if you wanted to, or just reach out to them to make sure that they're okay. But is it something that you would gear towards? They're talking about making children more active where you can close rings, but do you really need to have all of this technology to say, hey, get out there and be more active? And I just kind of felt on the watch side, it was very underwhelming. I don't think it's anything new. They've got a new strap that they announced. That's causing some issues. There's been reports that if the strap, this new kind of woven strap, doesn't fit properly, you have to send the entire watch back to Apple for them to readjust the strap. So it doesn't seem all great. And it is a bit of a shame. So I'm hoping that, you know, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But yeah, Apple Watch event wasn't that great. And then they proceeded the event to announce the new iPads. And again, this is something which I've been looking out for. And I was hoping that the cheaper iPads would follow a design of what the iPad Pro does. Unfortunately, with that, again, we're in a similar situation where the lower end iPads still keep the same look as the older ones. It has better internals, but is it worth the jump? Is it worth changing for if you already have an iPad? If you have an iPad that's about 4 or 5 years old, yeah, sure. But if you've bought it within the last 3 years, I don't think it's worth changing your iPad. And then they announced the new iPad Air, which is what I wanted all of the iPads to be. So it looks like an iPad Pro. It has a fingerprint scanner, which is on the power button itself. Again, I wasn't too sure of the location of it. I would have had the power button on the right-hand side or left-hand side. They've put it on the top. I can kind of see it making sense if you put it into landscape mode, but in portrait, to reach out to the top to scan your finger. I'm not too keen on that, but I really felt that all of the iPad line would have followed the iPad Air kind of design, which it hasn't done. So overall, I just feel as though the Apple event wasn't great. I think all eyes are now on the iPhone event that will happen at some point in October. But yeah, that's Apple's event in a nutshell. It wasn't anything that I could say I was blown away by. And again, it just seems like that's the path Apple have taken. That, like I said, their last few events have been okay. It hasn't been amazing. I think the only big announcement from Apple is them moving away from Intel on their MacBooks, and that will be a big change. But for now, I think all eyes will be on the Apple iPhone event. Now, moving away from Apple, I'm going to go to Amazon. And Amazon had an event literally a couple of days ago, and some really, really interesting items have come out from Amazon, which are pretty exciting. So the first thing is, they're replacing all of their smart speaker line with a new kind of look. Instead of being the a kind of cylinder kind of style that you get, they're like in a sphere. The speakers look in a sphere, and I think the speakers look amazing. They definitely are going to make most of the audio. They are very, very close with... working closely with the whole Dolby sound, you know, 3D sound thing. So the sphere kind of makes sense, which is pretty cool. They also announced a new kind of bigger Echo device that has a screen. I think it's called the Echo 10, where, you know, the screen follows you. It's on a base that has an amazing speaker again. So again, that's very interesting, very much like what Facebook did with Portal. So they're definitely creating that. So let's see how that goes. And it kind of works, because with the with these Amazon devices, you can tie it to Skype. There's going to be an update where you can tie it to Zoom. So in terms of the video calling conference or aspect, you can do that. You can have your, in certain countries, have your cellular mobile calls come through these speakers and through this device as well. But I think the big, most exciting thing that Amazon announced, or two things I should say. One is the Ring camera for your car, which is available in the US only when it gets released. But I think the big thing was a Ring Always Home Cam, which is basically a flying indoor security drone camera, which is insane. So just imagine if someone was to break into your house, or you're not too sure who it is, this little box has a little drone which flies out of the box, flies around the house, and could potentially follow who's in your house. Like this little device. And wow, that is some next level craziness stuff there. Like just imagine you're away, someone's coming into your house, this little thing pops out of its case and flies towards to wherever somebody is, and you can follow them around in your own home for your own security purpose. I mean, it is some next level thing. I mean, flying cameras in your own home. How do you feel about that? Not only that, Amazon have also announced their new game streaming service to challenge GeForce Now, Stadia, and Microsoft xCloud. And they're calling it Amazon Luna. And Luna's only released in the US. It's very similar to all the other game streaming facilities that's out there. But their back end is actually based off having these games hosted on Windows machines. And it's definitely ringing the right kind of noises for this service. So I think this service is going to be very popular. It's based on AWS, and as everybody knows, like Azure, AWS is rock solid. Stadia has never gone down for me, so to have Amazon Luna out there is going to be a big deal. I was hoping it would be more of a global launch. It's only launched in the US. There were rumors about it. I've been talking about Amazon potentially coming into that area. They've now shown their hand. Amazon obviously own Twitch, which is like a game streaming service where people can watch other people play games. It's definitely a very, very interesting time from Amazon. Amazon have definitely upped their game. And I think the company that's going to struggle most in this space, in my personal opinion, will be Apple. Apple haven't really come into this game streaming space. They've got Apple Arcade where you can download games, but I think game streaming is definitely a big thing that everybody needs to look out for. I've been saying that for a while. But how well it will do is going to be interesting. I mean, Google Stadia is great, but it's not out there. Like, you don't see any adverts about the service, even though it's global. It's just crazy. xCloud, if you have an Android device, you can stream games. If you've got a Game Pass Ultimate subscription, you can stream them straight to your phone now. It's definitely a very, very interesting space. So it's great to see Amazon really come out with a new look of design, something new, something exciting. I'm definitely very, very much excited about that. Now, talking about game streaming, as you know, Apple won't allow services like Stadia to run and won't allow xCloud to run. Amazon have come around it by streaming it through a web browser, your game. Amazon are really killing it. But Microsoft have brought out a new iOS app where you can stream your Xbox to your phone, which is pretty cool. You can have a console sat at home, you can stream your Xbox to your phone. I think that's Microsoft's workaround for the time being, for not being able to stream from the cloud itself. So hopefully some movement is made in the right direction to allow game streaming to come in the right way. So, you know, really, really interesting about that. Now, going back to Apple, there have been updates to the Apple devices. iOS 14 is out now. And with iOS 14, there are some bugs with it, but there are certain things that you can do with iOS 14 that you weren't able to do before. So you can set your default messaging device, you can set your default browser. So if you don't want to use Safari, but you want to use Chrome as your default browser on iOS, you can do. And now Facebook are on this. Facebook is saying that they want to allow users to able to set Messenger as the default messaging service on iOS. So what does that mean? Are we potentially going in an area where, you know, iMessages could phase out? Could WhatsApp, could Facebook Messenger, could all of that now be the new thing to replace it all? It's definitely an interesting space. I think there's going to be a lot of changes in that area. I think the whole messaging app is going to change. We have a lot of different messaging services out there. You've got Signal, you've got WhatsApp, you've got Telegram, you've got Facebook Messenger, which you've got, you know, this messenger and that messenger. And I think this is a great opportunity for an organization to come in here and be like, right, we're going to make the one messaging system that kills all messaging system. So I'm kind of waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting to see what is going to come in that space. But if you have upgraded to iOS 14 on your device, just in case you're not sure, you are able to change, you know, your default browser, your default mail app, your default messaging app, etc. So do have a play around with that. Now, if you are in the US and you have Google Fiber, Google Fiber customers can now use their own routers or routers, as you would say. So you can definitely do that. So, you know, I think before you were tied just to use Google's products. You can now buy yourself a different router. You can buy yourself a mesh router that's made by another company, for example, and use that instead. So if you are, a Google Fiber customer, you've got that flexibility, which is amazing. Now, Google has an event that's coming out soon that everybody's looking forward to. I'm looking forward to it. We're probably going to see more details about the Pixel 4a 5G, which means it's just a Pixel 4a with 5G capabilities. And then it's going to be the Google Pixel 5. The question is what's going to be new about it? Is it just going to be a box standard phone with the latest Android version? A few things here and there. I'm not too sure. I kind of feel as though it's going to be a slight step backwards from the Pixel 4 maybe. But you know, they won't have the most powerful chip in there, but there might be some functions and features that will be rolled out. So definitely got to keep an eye out on what they're doing on the phone space. But the other big thing is they're going to release a new Chromecast device that you plug into your TV. It comes with a remote. And apparently it's supposed to give you a lot more options. It's supposed to be very similar to Android TV. So the question here is, I've always felt that the whole Chromecast that you plug into the TV was a little bit limited. Like, you couldn't download apps on there, you couldn't do things like that. Will they change that? I'm not too sure. But they're saying that it will be 4K HDR compatible. It will support multiple accounts. You can play a pair of Bluetooth headphones to there. Stadia is supposed to work a lot more better. There's going to be a brand new Nest audio speaker that's going to come out from Google as well, very similar to what Amazon have done. So that event, I believe, is going to happen this week. So definitely going to keep an eye out on that and let you know what happens there. But definitely, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens in that space. But Google are having their event coming out soon. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen in that space. What else is happening? Well, Apple have confirmed that they've bought out a podcast curation app, Scout FM, earlier this year. It means that it will bring some new AI features for podcasts and for some other apps. So that's going to be that's definitely going to be interesting in that space. What else has been going on this past few weeks? Well, Gmail last week had a slight outage, not for everybody. Google server had some issues, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. What caused the actual outage there? So definitely will be something for Google to look into. Let's hope that they don't run into any more issues coming forwards. Now, back to video gaming. If you ever played Left 4 Dead 2, it was an old survival horror zombie shooter game. Basically, there's a new expansion pack for the game, which is now free. I think this expansion pack has come since, 2006, 2007. It's been well over a decade for this game, in my personal opinion, to get an update. So definitely going to be interesting on that front. But yeah, if you love playing that game, Left 4 Dead 2, and you've not played it in years, just look out for that game, play it. There'll be a new update for free, basically. Now, the big news for November is going to be the release of the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5. And my God, has the pre-ordering has been a debacle for that across the board. The PlayStation 5 sold out in literally minutes, if not seconds. Same with the Xbox Series X. I'm going to concentrate on the PlayStation 5, but a lot of these websites just couldn't handle the traffic that came over for the PlayStation 5 pre-orders. A lot of people are left disappointed. They're still kind of having stocks released here and there. But basically, if you haven't got yours pre-ordered right now, then don't expect to get hold of it this year for Christmas. That is how limited the stocks are. You could probably blame that down to the whole coronavirus incident that we're having. But yeah, the PlayStation 5 out on the 12th and 19th, dependent on where you are. And that's in November. Just selling out in literally seconds. The Xbox Series X, again, similar thing. Sold out straight away. Websites were slightly better. I think Microsoft's own website was better in handling that. Again, weirdly enough, because people weren't really paying attention to what they were buying, a lot of people mistakenly bought an Xbox One X instead of a Series X. So you could probably blame the naming convention there. But sales of the Xbox One X is what you currently got now went up by 400% because people were ordering the wrong console. So yeah, again, if you haven't got one in pre-order, don't expect to get hands on one before next year, really. All of those are gone. Definitely seems like that these consoles are going to be very, very popular. I personally feel that the Xbox One X or Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 4 Pro was a stopgap. I don't think it was much of a leap of gaming when you compare it to these new consoles that are coming out. I think there's a bigger jump. I think there's a bigger leap. But it's definitely really interesting to see how that goes. At the same time, we've got AMD that's going to release a new graphics card at the end of October is what they're saying, but Nvidia announced their hands. They had the 3080 and they've got the 3090 graphics card. The 3080 graphics card definitely has a performance boost. I've had a chance to play around with it. It is phenomenal. However, saying that, it has now been in the news, or there's been reports where some 3080s are not working as expected and are crashing when you start an application or a game. And they are crashing purely down to the capacitors that these third-party companies are using. So if you bought yourself a brand new 3080 graphics card through Nvidia, you're fine. I think the only other company that's fine, or other two companies, will be MSI and Asus. But all the other companies that make these graphics cards, like Gigabyte, there's Zotac, they're all using cheaper capacitors. And because of these cheaper capacitors, it's causing issues. So it's not been an ideal launch for Nvidia for their new graphics cards at this moment of time. So I don't know if there's going to be a recall for it, but let's see what happens there. Other news, again, talking about the gaming front. Football Manager, a very popular game on a mobile phone and PC where you can manage your own football team as a manager, is coming back to the Xbox. And not coming out on the PlayStation 5. And just going to round this up, but basically, the reason why it's coming on Xbox and not on PlayStation 5 is because Sony did not send the company a developmental kit. When the company reached out to Microsoft, Microsoft gave them one straight away. So I don't know what's going on with Sony. I think there's some bad moves happening on their part. There's a lot of rumors going around that the Sony PlayStation 5 may not be as good as the Xbox Series X in terms of some games might work better on a Series X versus a PlayStation 5. So I don't know, we'll have to wait and see when these are actually out. But it does seem like something is definitely not good in the land of Sony. Facebook, these in the last 3 days, have taken down more fake accounts that's linked to the Russian intelligence. So obviously we've got upcoming US elections that are coming up in November. It's going to be very, very interesting to see who wins out of Biden versus Trump. I know a lot of people are on the Biden camp. There's some of you who may be on the Trump camp. I wouldn't know. But these elections are, I think it's going to be watched by globally, really. So really, really interesting to see what happens there. Now, another thing from Amazon, and this was announced before the Puma of new kit that came out. But now your Amazon Alexa can now bark at intruders from your device, and you have to pay $50 per year. It's called Guard Plus from Amazon. So if you want to pretend that you have a dog at home, your speakers can bark at whoever's coming in. So really interesting there. Again, if you have their mesh hi-fi system, Wi-Fi system, I should say, the Eero Mesh routers, they've announced some new Eero Mesh routers that also support Wi-Fi 6. Wi-Fi 6 is essentially a new Wi-Fi standard that is coming out, which vastly improves on speed, vastly improves on the amount of devices that you have connected to Wi-Fi at the same time simultaneously. It's a very, very interesting space there. So again, a lot of new kits slowly will come with Wi-Fi 6. Now, if you have a Ring doorbell, they're saying that it's going to introduce end-to-end encryption to address any security concerns that you have. And users will now have the ability to decide how long videos will remain in the cloud. So, you know, let's see what happens there. And the last news when it comes to Amazon is they're now adding a low power mode to its Echo and Fire TV devices as well. So it will take less power consumption out of the device. I don't know how they managed to do that, but they've managed to do that, which is pretty, pretty cool. Spotify have made an announcement saying, and they've got a new deal where it will allow for more podcasts to become TV shows and movies. So it's going to be interesting to see how that happens. Are we going to have video podcasts? Are we going to have, more TV shows that spin off from some podcast stories? But no, it's going to be very, very interesting. LinkedIn, very much like Instagram, have now released a story-based mode, which is more based on professional stories. So if you wanted to, you can record a couple of seconds of videos. It's like it's basically like a story that you would have for 24 hours to say, hey, this is what's going on. Very similar to Snapchat, very similar to Instagram. It's very interesting to see that LinkedIn are taking that step. And it's going to be used in a more, they're hoping that you would use it in a more professional capacity. So I'm going to be very interested to see that. I'll have a play around with that whenever that gets released to me, and see what kind of happens on that site. Now, other things that's been going on, Facebook, Oculus headsets. They've, okay, this is a big time for new stuff for coming out. But there's a brand new Oculus Quest 2. The Oculus Quest 2 is supposed to be lighter, feels a lot more comfortable to wear. It's also going to have better resolution, so the VR experience is going to be a lot more immersive. It'll look a lot more clearer. I think this is the step in the right direction. I'm very much excited for the Oculus Quest 2. Only downside is you got to have a Facebook account to use it, which I'm not a fan of. I'll probably use somebody else's Facebook account to use it. But so Facebook, again, Oculus Quest was a very, very popular VR headset because you don't need to plug it into a PC. You can use it wirelessly. And the Oculus Quest 2 is coming out this week, October, like the first week of October. So that'll be coming out. If you're looking to get your hands on one, definitely go online and order yourself one. Again, with the whole COVID thing, there may be some delay on that. Microsoft. I haven't spoken much about Microsoft. But Microsoft is releasing a non-subscription Office suite in 2021. So I believe the last version of Microsoft Office was based on a subscription where you pay every month. Microsoft are bringing back the non-subscription, so you can pay a one-off fee to have all of the Office products on your Mac and on your Windows. Expect that to become available to you all in the second half of 2021. So really, really interesting to obviously see that. Nintendo fans out there, there was a new game that just suddenly came out. It's called Kirby Fighters 2. It's a little pink round thing that I never understood Kirby as a game, but yeah, there's a sudden, Kirby's very popular with quite a lot of people, so Kirby Fighters 2 has been released. It's been released for $20, £20 in the UK, so definitely interested to see that. Now, Sling, which is a TV streaming application, there used to be a company that used to allow you to stream any satellite to your phone, etc. I actually used to have a Sling box for my Sky box back in the day, where I can watch my Sky TV shows whenever I went over the internet. This is before online streaming was even a thing. They've now released an update if you're in the US where you've got a watch party, so you can actually watch the same program, type and chat, watching the same program together as one. So if there's a big NFL game, if there's a big basketball game going on and you want to watch it with your friends, you can do via this online platform where you can all watch the same sport at the same time and talk to each other. So that's going to be really, really interesting to see. TikTok banning ads that talk about weight loss supplements and fasting. And that's only to tackle, some ads which that can promote harmful or negative body images. So I think that's a good move that's happening on there. So that's going to be very interesting. If you live in the state of California, they're looking to ban sales of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So in 15 years' time, you will be unable to buy yourself a gas-powered vehicle. The Golden State is definitely going green, so very, very interesting there. Google Maps has had an update which will show you COVID-19 stats now built into the app. If you're in the UK, I believe the NHS Track and Trace app has been released properly. A bit more robust, so please do download that. It's going to be very, very interesting there. Again, going back to Microsoft, this is something that I saw God, a good 6+ months ago, but Microsoft Project HSD, it's all about storing information in holographic cubes, which is insane. And it's all thanks to modern smartphone cameras that this technology is possible. But basically, you have a storage, which is like a holographic cube. It's just a cube, you know, you don't really see much in there. But the way it works is that this holographic storage is basically is reading and writing data from an optical crystal. It's 3D. It's just really weird. Just imagine being able to hold something as small as a sugar cube in your hand, and that sugar cube can hold terabytes or petabytes of data. It's definitely storage is a big thing, and Microsoft are looking into that when it comes to cloud storage. So that's going to be interesting. In terms of how fast it reads and writes, I reckon it's going to be near enough for instant. So, you know, let's see how it goes. Google Assistant has been updated where it will allow, well, it will, where it will bug you, not bug you, but it will alert you and say, hey, I hope you're having a good day. Shall we go for a walk? It's just there to basically shaken up your routine. As we are going through this pandemic, we've now come into a routine where we just sit down, you know, we don't really move about much. And, you know, this is something where we can start, you know, getting a bit more movability, get a little bit more active, stand up, you know, go for a walk, get some fresh air, not be stuck in front of a screen all the time, which I think is very, very important. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's good that you've got, and again, I am talking about digital well-being, but this is something digital, saying, hey, get up, get away from the screen, go for a walk, enjoy the sunshine or the cold weather that we're getting in the UK right now, and just make sure that you're active. So very, very interesting to see that. I'm very much in, you know, a big fan of things to say, hey, get up, move about, do things. And I think, you know, to have a smart speaker to say out aloud, hey, you've been sat on your buttocks a bit too long, get up and walk around, and that would be great. So yeah, that will be awesome. Microsoft are expanding their app Azure applications to bring better compatibility to Snapdragon PCs. Now, what I mean about Snapdragon PCs is that you got PCs that are running basically mobile phone processors, and obviously because it's a different kind of chipset, applications may not run properly. But Microsoft are really focusing their efforts on this to make sure that that the apps work. And basically Microsoft Panoy, the guy behind Surface, is really behind it and trying to make sure that that movement happens. Now, if you may or may not know, Microsoft already have a device in the Surface Pro X that has a mobile phone processor in there. So definitely a really cool thing to see that the push is going in that direction, and also kind of helps with the whole MacBook moving away from Intel chipsets as well. So interesting there. If you are on Big Sur Beta, the macOS new, the new OS that's coming out, Microsoft are kind of now touting there's going to be a facelift for Outlook, so that it looks different. So that's going to be interesting. If you're a Linux fan, Microsoft Edge, the Chromium-based browser, is coming to Linux, so that's a big news. I mean, this browser has been amazing. I personally use the browser as my daily driver. It's very similar to Chrome. It's based on the same backend, so really, really cool to obviously see that as well. What else is going on? Bose, who make the famous overhead earphones, they're making some new in-ear noise cancelling earbuds. That's going to be coming out again roughly around the beginning of October. That's going to be very, very interesting to see. But they're now entering into the battle against the Apple AirPod Pros. So definitely going to be interesting on that way. But besides that, that is more or less the news that's been happening in the past few weeks. A lot of new devices, a lot of progression into new things that are coming out. And again, you know, I'm very much hoping that you find this podcast useful. Definitely have a look online and look at all of these new products that are coming out. But if you are a gamer, like I said, if you haven't pre-ordered your Xbox Series X or PlayStation 5, it may be a longer wait. This whole pandemic has definitely changed everything. My views on the Apple event, like I said, kind of disappointed, but we're going to look out for the iPhone 13, I should say. Sorry, I said 12 earlier on. It should be the, or is it 11 Pro? I think it is iPhone 12, sorry. iPhone 12 event, that's going to be happening. Yeah, so definitely interesting space, but there are a lot of changes. I imagine we're going to see a lot more changes coming out in terms of brand new mobile devices and stuff like that. I've been fortunate enough to play around with the new Samsung Fold 2, which I think it's absolutely amazing. Technology is definitely on a burst right now, and we're going to see a lot more things. But the most important thing that I got to say to all of you before I end this podcast is please do get time to disconnect. Please do have a walk around, dance around, whatever you need to do. Don't be too stuck behind the screen. Just make sure you make time out for yourself. But I just wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you to listen to my podcast. I know it's been a while, but like I said, I've been sat back waiting for all of these events to happen just so that I can kind of all sum it up to you all. I hope you found this podcast really exciting. Like I said, the past few weeks and the next few coming weeks is all about new items rather than other things that are kind of happening on the side. It's all about new. And yeah, until next time, I guess I shall chat to you all soon. But please do give back your feedback, your love, and what you think about the podcast. Any topics that you want me to talk about, just reach out to me and just tell me, hey, I want you to talk about this, and I will get that done. But until next time, take care, take safe, wrap up warm if it's getting cold where you are, and I will chat to you all soon. Bye.